Today's episode is being sponsored by Kingsley 1945 Watches. To check out the Kingsley 1945 collection, go to www.amitdevhonda.com and click on the Kingsley 1945 collection on the upper right-hand corner. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about my experience of working with actor-comedian Billy Connolly. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, Watch fans? It's Amit Dev Honda, and welcome to my podcast. So I want to talk about an encounter I had. This was probably 2006, 2007. I was working in Harvard Square in Cambridge at the time in my family's business. And, you know, we had a great relationship with the Charles Hotel. The owner, Dick Friedman, and, you know, my father were friendly at that time. And, you know, I would always patronize the bars and the restaurants there. And, you know, I would always go to this cool spot. If you're ever in Boston, I think it's still there. It's called Noir. They have an amazing sort of lounge, like very, you know, ambient loungy vibe inside and almost an extension of that outside. And it's just it's cool. You wouldn't expect it to kind of be there, especially a hotel bar. Hotel bars are hit or miss, but this is really one of the first hotel bars that sort of embraced that style, that really cool loungy style vibe. I mean, man, we're talking 10, 12 years ago, but I mean, I've been going there for many, many years. And I remember I was sitting with a friend, we were having a beer and we were just chilling and we were talking and we were just laughing. And then all of a sudden, my friend like points like his finger across my face and is like, "Oh my God, do you know who that is, dude? It's Robin Williams." And I looked over and I'm like, "You're an idiot. It's Billy Connolly, the Scottish comedian." Billy Connolly was in the movie Boondock Saints. He was, for all of those of you who grew up in the 80s and 90s, the show Head of the Class. I think he was like the headmaster after Howard Hessman. You know, he was that crazy, kooky kind of Scottish headmaster, teacher, something like that on that show, Head of the Class. But he's a really iconic guy who's really funny. And I would say, like, you know, he's like, I don't know, he's like the George Carlin of Scotland. I think that's the best way to put it. And I'm a big fan of his work. And I knew immediately, I noticed he was wearing like a ceramic Panerai with, you know, and it was on like the strap didn't look like an OEM, you know, original Panerai strap. It looked like an aftermarket strap. And I just remember going up to him and saying, "Hey man, like, cool Panerai, but why are you wearing it on an aftermarket strap?" At that time, aftermarket straps weren't really like what they are now. It's such a huge culture in itself to say that you bought an aftermarket strap or a custom strap. But at that time, you know, and it also wasn't the best execution, I think, as well, of an aftermarket strap. It didn't fit the watch really. And I pointed that out to him, and he's like, "I beg your pardon." And I was like, "Yeah, man." I was like, "Why are you wearing a Panerai and a fake strap?" And then I exchanged details with him, and I told him I wanted to see him perform because he was performing at Harvard University. There's a theater called the ART, and he was performing there in his both shows. I think he did two or three shows, and they were sold out. And he calls his agent right away, and he's like, "Hello, yes, this Indian fella I met wants to go to the show." So he booked me two tickets, and I was tapped dead center. I sat with one of my best friends at the time from Ireland, and we watched and we laughed our tits off, and it was one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my life. I mean, not to get too crass, but he did this bit which I'll never forget, and he's like, "You know what I love about pubic hair? It knows when to stop growing." I couldn't stop laughing. And his show is like that throughout. I mean, he's an amazing storyteller. I called to thank him, and it was just an amazing, I don't know, it was like, it was really special. It wasn't like anything I'd ever experienced before, especially with a celebrity. I mean, in America, you know, he has a cult following, but his name doesn't roll off the tongue to the normal person. They probably would have no idea who he is, but to me, he's legendary. He's right up there with the greats, man. You know, really, he's amazing. He's got his own sense of style, and you know, I think he's in his late 70s now, or maybe early 70s. I don't know his exact age, but you know, I called him, and I can't believe I called the Charles Hotel, and I get to his room, and I'm like, "Hey, Billy, what's going on?" It's the Indian. He goes, "What Indian? You all look the fucking same." And so we had a nice laugh, and I invited him to my store, and I said, "You know what? I custom make really nice straps that fit Panerai watches, and I would love to give you one if you want to come in, you know, take a couple photos with me and whatever, and see my store." And he did. He came in, and we chatted, and he was the most delightful, sweet guy you would ever meet. He was engaging. People who did recognize him in the store came up to him. He was super blown away and super, just a super nice guy. Like, you know, especially with someone who's just so, he's such a public guy. Like, those of you out there, again, it's like, I don't know. I mean, I said George Carlin, but it's like having Robin Williams, you know what I mean? It is on that level. And, you know, when you're a fan and yet, you know, you're sort of an expert in your field, it's kind of nice because in a way you're on the same playing field. You're great at what you do. I'm great at what I do. Let's talk. Of course that there were moments inside I fanned out, but I really just treated him like a person. And I think that's what made the experience so much more real for me, and I hope it did for him as well. But he came in, and he was gracious as can be, took a lot of photos, thanked me, and he was like, "I need to send you my friend Clappers." And I was like, "Clappers?" He's like, "Eric fucking Clapton." So I was like, wow. Like, this is, you know, for me, I mean, as much as I love comedy, my biggest passion and love is fucking music, man. Like, if I wasn't doing the watch thing, I would be a musician or a rock star. And I've always been obsessed with it. So for me to kind of collide the worlds I love the most and to bring it to a real experience in the field that I'm best at was really, I don't know, it hit me in a very profound way. And it's 10 years, 11 years later, and I'm still like, it's still sort of, I never really talked about it, you know? I never really addressed it with anybody. I talked to my friends about it. I never publicly addressed it. And it's just something I thought should be documented because it was that cool. And he had a lot of respect for me and what I did as well. And you could see that. He wasn't just like, some Indian kid is on my ass trying to sell me a strap or trying to call me out or heckle me or something. It was like, wow, this guy is trying to connect with me and he's trying to show me what he does. And I'm a watch guy too, and I appreciate it. And that too was amazing. It was a great feeling, and it's something I'll never forget. And my heart goes out to him and his family, and I hope he's doing okay.
It's sad, you know. I know that as of like 2012, 2013, he was officially diagnosed with Parkinson's disease.
If he ever listens, Billy, I'll never forget the experience, and I can't thank you enough for making it so personal, and for the tickets and the laughs, and your graciousness. So, but you can follow more of my stories and my journeys that I've, you know, over the last 30 odd years in the watch business and as it's happening as well on my website, www.amitdevhonda.com. You can email me at amitdevhonda@gmail.com. I do work on a $150 consultation fee. If you work with me to buy a watch, I deduct the $150 you paid from the final purchase price of the watch. And that $150 initially gets you started in working with me. It gets you my advice, an hour of my time. If there's a value, and you get it back when you purchase something from me. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Follow me on social media. My handles for my Twitter and my Instagram are @AmitDaveHonda. And until next time, rock on and fly back.